Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Utter nonsense. Here's how it works. There's a variety of cards that will give you some sort of accent, but not the kind of accent that gets you fired.
No.
More of an affectation on your voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of other cards that have phrases. I forget how we did it. Did we hand out a bunch of the phrase cards, or did we have one and pass it around?
I think we handed them out.
I think everybody said something different.
None. Never remember this.
I just remember that I won by a landslide last
You did.
Time.
I mean, I don't remember it. I know that I definitely won, though.
Take some and pass them on, Steve.
I remember now, bringing that into the building.
Now, Kelly, when you... Some.
I'll take...
Maybe a third, I'm going to say.
All right.
Kelly, when you won, how did we score that game last time? Since you obviously remember it very, very clearly, and my memory is a little hazy as far as victors and losers.
You did it based on looks that day. So today I'd like to think that we could do it based on talent. I don't have much. But I think
interesting move about how you moved the goalpost just now. Imagine.
I'm confident that I won 6-7.
Oh. Are you low score wins?
No, but in this game that's just how we do the scoring.
Okay.
No,
I believe I won 10-0 because it was based on awe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to give you the accent card.
Okay.
And you will read one of your cards that has a phrase on it.
Okay.
That one's dumb. I got a wild card on the first one.
Oh, of course.
Oh, fun.
All right. This was a very difficult start. Hot Wings,
yes.
Read your first card as Chewbacca. He's getting a drink of water. I assume to hold in his mouth.
Moisten it up a bit.
Oh, you just can't do it. You can't do Chewbacca with a dry esophagus.
Okay. Yeah.
What should we have heard?
Well, if you were Han Solo and could speak Wookiee,
yeah,
you would have known I said I'm terrible at doing impressions and speaking in different accents.
Mm. Kelly, as Chewbacca. Are you even looking at your card?
Not at all.
Okay.
He doesn't speak a language.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he speaks Wookiee.
Yeah.
That how he sounds?
Kelly's eyes cross when she does a Wookiee sound.
Yeah. Kelly's eyes cross when she does a lot of things.
No wonder you changed this from looks scoring.
Yeah, every time she thinks, her eyes do that.
Steve?
Wait, did you actually read that?
Yeah, it said, I've got a missing testicle who could tell you why a parrot is a crappy pet. Duh, Steve.
Okay. Today was the day we finally realized Kelly's illiterate, faking her way through
just
all
says,
of these.
I like
here.
Fudge.
Okay.
Steve asked Chewbacca. Did you get a newspaper? That was long.
It's pretty long.
What did it actually say?
Really? You couldn't get that?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, come over here and give your mother a kiss on the face.
Nope.
Right side, though. I got eczema on the other.
What? I didn't know Chewbacca had eczema.
Well, you can't see it under the fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that fur, I mean, it would dry you out. You know. All right, Hot Wings, next card.
Okay.
in the style of Italian, as in, it's me, Mario.
Okay. Okay, so the offensive Italian.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Very good.
Yeah, well, that one's still fine. We got another couple years on offensive Italian stereotypes.
Going moose knuckle, spotting the best part of Greek beach culture.
Okay, that was that, like German Italian.
German, a little bit of German. Hungarian, possibly. Mm-hmm. Someone who has been living in an airport for 30 years.
Maybe.
Kelly?
So, Italiano.
Like Italiano, that? Yeah.
You guys are so lucky. I had to use a payphone to make a booty call.
That's pretty good. Huh? That was.
You got to throw your hand out if you're doing it. Like
Kelly
that.
Thinks that all Italians act like Jersey Shore members.
I know from Steve.
Yeah. Steve's always fist bumping while he's talking.
Well, that's how I talk off
the air. Hey, the website's totally not to work.
Yeah. All right, Steve, when we're on the air, I just put on my non-regional diction.
Give us some Italian.
Hey, a cougar can't change her spots, but she can wear 6-inch heels and a mini skirt, huh?
Hey!
Hey, what's the matter now?
Hey, yes,
hey, meatballs and lasagna. What?
How, Inks, your next card is vampire.
Oh, okay.
Blah. Back when I was growing up, music came from instruments, not the laptops.
Once again, Hot Wings sounds like an Eastern European immigrant,
yeah.
Which I guess not so
and
far
from. And we liked it that way. That's what the vampires sound like, stupid.
They are Eastern Europeans.
Did you write that card? Because that, I mean, I could see you saying that exact thing. Yeah,
back in our
time, Hot Wings
I would say that.
Back in my day, we didn't have some guy with marshmallow on head. We had the guy with guitar playing the string.
How do you do your vampire noise? Blah. Blah.
Oh. Blah.
Blah. A
vampire. Blah, blah.
Kelly?
Why are there so many crusty socks underneath your bed, Jeffrey? I don't know what that was.
Russian.
That accent.
I don't know what that was. I tried to do the blah.
Do it in the style of Game of, not Game of Thrones, but What We Do in the Shadows. Like Nadia. Bat!
I feel like I need the mouthpiece in there to do Nadia. Nadia. Why are there so many crusty socks? I can't do it. I can't do vampire.
I were...
Why? I can do the vampire.
Nador, why are there so many crusty socks in here?
Yes.
She's much more exasperated than, mm-hmm. than what you had. Steve, vampire.
Right, what's the sound again? Give me the...
It's like a tuning fork.
It is, yeah. Make a noise first.
It's not easy, Steve.
It's like... You really have to react. You really have to.
Yeah,
jump.
It's like when I do German, I have to go yeah, and then you know, like you have a trigger noise.
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta find your tone.
Excuse me while I tend to my lady garden.
Very good.
Pretty good. Bit of a dandy as far as vampires go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of them are though.
Oh,
I mean, Laszlo is.
That's true. Yeah. In the next one, you must speak like you're scared for your life. And someone's in the house with you.
Oh, okay. So Kelly's over.
Saying I brought wine.
Okay. I brought wine and I have problems.
I'm emotional. And I brought a cab.
You won't believe the nice thing Ron did. I gotta be pissed.
That's what my card says. Okay. All right. I'm terrified. Okay. Based on all of the sniffing, the majority of this kindergarten class has been blowing lines.
I feel like I got to pretend like I'm on the call with 911, like there's somebody in
that's
the
what,
house.
Yeah. That's what I was imagining.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Are you there? I was on the piss in Gabi when I found myself balls up with the bobbies. Mine literally says, I was on the piss in Gabi when I find myself balls up with the bobbies.
I believe that.
I didn't realize they gave you a Cockney edition.
Thing.
Yeah. I thought you were having a stroke. I'm like, what?
No, oh, I was
piss
afraid.
On the balls.
I was.
Steve, like you're terrified.
Please place your beakers on the rack.
That's the whole thing. Not a lot to work with on that one.
No.
The other one, I get a freaking whole chapter of a book.
All right, let's see. Oh, we got time.
We got all the time.
We got as much. much time as we want.
Okay, this is just silly.
Okay.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Do your next card in the style of nerd.
Oh. Okay. I'm a hydroponic farmer focused on growing leafy greens, wink.
Spot on. Best one yet.
I know, right?
Kelly.
That one was easy.
I was so knackered from my rumpy pumpy with Chelsea that I dozed off in my chap's lap.
You got all the British ones.
Yeah. I did. My chap's lap, my sloppy bobby, what's happening?
Steve,
did you say chapped labia? Yeah.
Where did you even put on that?
I don't know.
Chapstick?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just pretend pushed his glasses up.
You have to. Yeah, it's the trigger.
Oh. Come for the buffet lunch, stay for the daytime stripper.
Do we have more phrase cards anywhere? Because I ran out.
Sure.
I didn't pick enough.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a lot.
You need more hot wings?
I've got okay. Five of them. Over.
Here's a wad, Steve.
Got it.
Yeah.
Free beer finally gave you his wad.
Yep. And it was respectable.
Yeah, it was.
Not all, Jim.
Is that all you got?
Next one.
Hit a nerve.
Okay.
Just thought there'd be more. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Left hand or right hand? I'll tell you this in advance. One is orgasm, one is gangster.
Oh, man. Those are both great.
Gangster.
On. Gangster having an orgasm. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Gangasm.
Okay.
Or gangster.
OMG.
Oh.
All right, you're going old timey gangster.
Yeah,
I like
you've
it.
Got yeah. to. Yeah, what am I going to do? A soprano? No way.
Shady.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, please. Totally bogus. It's filled with dipsticks, dweebs, and your dress. Oh.
I feel like your mobster friends are going to murder you. They're just not going to care for that.
No way, man.
Kelly,
oh, this will be
gangster orgasm.
All right. Yeah, see, if you don't honor this full Groupon for the full promotional value, I'm going to break your kneecaps.
Wow.
So what hot. A pretty bird.
Yeah.
I am a beautiful swan in a sea of ugly ducklings.
Steve.
Okay, this is orgasming gangster.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's also a little nerd.
Please, sir, spare a zonk for an old blue-haired biddy who's in dire need of a pint.
You got somebody pregnant twice.
Wow.
Please, sir, spare a zonk for an old blue-haired biddy who's in dire need of a pint.
It's hard to say that like a gangster. Just without,
yeah.
you know.
Maybe an Irish gangster.
What's that sound like?
Yeah.
An Irish orgasming gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, you got a bitchy. Oh, oh, blue hair, whatever you say.
Spurt.
That's how the Irish, yeah, the Irish.
Yeah, they say everything.
And they spurt. They don't jay. They spurt.
No, they spurt.
Yeah.
Like an Irish spring. Spurt.
Let's see. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Your next one.
Mm-hmm.
Excited redneck.
Okay.
Kanye seems less annoying now, even though he's surrounded by even bigger egos.
Kelly, excited redneck.
Yo, Taco Tuesday made me real gassy. You need to open up a couple of windows, if you know what I mean.
That sounds like you every day.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like just channel the day you told us you got engaged.
Yeah. We had the exact conversation at dinner on Friday, didn't we?
Hey, y'all, I'm blowing mud.
Yeah, Kelly got food shamed before dinner Friday night. Ross is like, hey, you make sure you order something that's not pork and cheese based. I can't smell, but everyone else will eat it.
I know. He shamed me right there at dinner in front of everybody.
Yep.
I really did want that pizza with bacon on it, too. I didn't order it.
Well, if we had known you were going to sit up on the couch by the stage, maybe you would have been finally the distraction that knocked Nick D. Glazer off her game. It's like, I can handle the taunting, but someone smells like dairy and pork.
It's me.
All right, last one. Let's see. Wait, Steve, you didn't get to do Excited Redneck.
Oh, Excited, okay.
Yeah! I've been single for so long that my grandma set me up with someone from her bingo hall. Woohoo, y'all!
Last one, Hot Wings, yep. Someone who speaks out of the side of their mouth.
You don't need a recipe. Just take a potato, a bushel of egg, a bushel of onion, and you got yourself a latke. I
feel like Dick Cheney's yelling at me about old-timey cooking. Kelly.
It's like Drew Barrymore.
It is like Drew Barrymore.
She knows her mouth back and forth like that. Sometimes I think God created me to watch religiously watch reality TV.
That actually wasn't a bad Drew Barrymore. I think you might need to work on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Steven?
Hi. The world would be a better place if we were as outraged by gun violence as we are by poor cell phone reception.
I can't believe
cell phone reception is the worst.
I can't believe you got that and still sounded like Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Yeah. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.